Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Robert Fisher's here too, folks. Robert J. Fisher, certified financial planner, is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Bob is the author of The Naked Portfolio Manager, Why Rules Trump Reason on Wall Street, and he is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Bob Fisher, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's good to be there.
Good to have you back. It's good to have either there or here. We're glad. Either way, we're glad to have you here. You've been. I want you to tell the audience about this certification that you've received from DeBono. It was Edward DeBono, is that right? And
right.
I want you to tell the audience a little bit about that background and why and explain why we're going to talk about this what's called six thinking hats. Go ahead.
Well, as a portfolio manager, thinking is critically important, as it is
an investment portfolio manager.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And because of my interest in portfolio management, what I did was I sought out new thinking methodologies. And the DeBono Thinking Systems certifies people in different thinking methodologies.
Spell DeBono for folks who may want to look it up.
Okay. It's D-E space capital B-O-N-O.
Okay. All right.
And I'm one of fewer than 20 people in the world that are certified in four different thinking methodologies.
All right. And one of them is DeBono.
One of those is the six thinking hats, which I thought we'd talk about today.
All right. So tell us why having these certification helps you in your job.
Okay. Well, all of us come with what I call default software when it comes to thinking. You know, the way we think is we think in a very, very natural way. We think about things that interest us. We don't think about things that don't interest us. And when we look at a problem, we tend to do something called satisficing, where we look for the first satisfactory, sufficient solution.
Mm-hmm.
And when we find that, we stop thinking. So the six thinking hats is a way that's designed to direct our attention towards areas that we wouldn't normally think about and ultimately lead to a much better solution than we would come to using our default software.
So whereas our default thinking methodology as a human being would be to seek out something that makes us that we agree with or that we like or that suits our prejudice or our whatever, and stop there. You're saying that by having one of these other methodologies like the six thinking hats, to have the discipline to go beyond what we're happy with and test it against these other methods.
Yes. You know, to go beyond, you know, not stop thinking when you find a solution.
Even though I'm a happy little clam, with what I've already found out, what else could I learn? Go ahead and do it anyway.
Right. And you may find a much better solution. In fact, I will tell you this. Every time I've used the six thinking hats, I've either come up with a better solution for the problem I was thinking about, or I came up with additional justifications or reasons why I should go ahead with the course of action I initially planned.
Mm-hmm. So you either reinforce what you thought you already knew, or you discovered where the holes were in your thinking.
Yes. And it's also excellent to use in groups. I mean, in my fantasy world, I sit down with President Obama and John Bonner, and we sit down and we say, okay, we're going to use the six thinking hats to discuss this.
Yeah, I don't think the six thinking hats play much of a role in politics these days. Do you, Bob?
I don't think thinking plays much of a role in politics.
Well said. No, I agree with you. So, okay, so when we come back after this next break, we're going to get into the six thinking hats, folks. Focus, facts, alternatives, positive aspects, risks, and intuition. What's in your gut? We're going to get Bob to help us with that after these messages. Bob, tell the audience how they can find you and your book online, please.
Well, they can find my book, The Naked Portfolio Manager. It's available where books are sold and also on Amazon. And they can find me online at the Virginia Thinking Institute.
All right, so check that out, folks. Quick break 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.